Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Damon Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Best part of Tuesdays, Damon Hughes joins the show that we call Fesco and Dusty, and it is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Damon, I want to ask, should Tyquan Thornton be the wide receiver two in this offense?
I don't know about that. I mean, I think there should be maybe a little bit more of a rotation and maybe get him more involved in vertical passing games that aren't just the deep pass. I feel like scouting reports are out and you get into predictable situations, but I give him credit for still making those plays. But yeah, maybe a little bit more involved, get him out there on run plays as well. You're trying to break up tendencies and scouting reports, you know, you just don't want to rotate a guy in when you're in desperation mode or it's third and long and, oh, here's number 80 on the field. They must be trying to go deep type of thing. So I do agree he's made the best of his opportunities and he deserves more playing time. I just don't want them to get into predictable situations that can tip the scales to the defense.
Well, they're already in those situations, my friend. I mean, a lot of people have been talking about the predictability of this team. How do you change that up?
I would have thought that the bye week would have done a lot for that because we talked about this last week in regards to self-scouting, et cetera, and I just don't know. I mean, I thought during the game, one of the more peculiar sequences was, I believe it was third down and two, where they had the L formation in the backfield, and Patrick had play action, and we couldn't convert. They tried to leak Breshard Smith out to the right on a flat route. I thought that was pretty peculiar because with Breshard Smith in the backfield and play action, I don't know how that goes together because we're not really handing him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, those are the situations where you would think, okay, the bye week was here. We learned a lot about ourselves. Here are some things that we need to do. Either we need to hand him the ball more so that we can run play action, or we need to have Kareem Hunt in the game so that people will buy into the possible play action. I just think that there's some fine tuning. I mean, there's so much parity in the league, and I did some deep diving into the NFL and specifically the Chiefs during Patrick Mahomes' era as far as close games, guys. And I did see last week where people were talking about this team is not better than last year. It's actually the same. It's not better or worse. It's the same as last year except for a couple of plays. in every game.
Mm-hmm.
And those plays that were made to the tune of us winning 12 one-score games last year and 8 one-score games the year before and 10 one-score games the year before. Going back to 2018, we were 5-5, 5-4, 9-1 in 2020, 6-4, 10-3 in 2022, 8-5, and 12-0. And this year, we're 0-5 in those same one-score games. And then you look at the parity around the league, and you know, not to throw out a bunch of numbers just for the sake of it, but it is par for the course. 9 one-score games out of 15 games this weekend, 8 last weekend out of 14, 9 out of 14 the weekend before that. That's just the name of the game. Sometimes I think as fans, we get in the mindset of, well, we're better than, we should blow out. That just doesn't happen. This is not college football. It's not high school football. It's the pros. And we're just not figuring out ways to make that one or two plays that will keep us in a situation of winning like it did last year. 3rd and 15.
Mm-hmm.
3rd and 15 defensively. Go back to that, to the same circumstances against the Jacksonville Jaguars earlier this season. Same situations against the Chargers and the Eagles.
Yep.
Earlier this season. Like there's nothing new under the sun, I guess you can say, in regards to the parity in the league, and specifically when we're not making those plays. And that's where I think the eyes need to go towards the effort as opposed to the execution. I think there's always a healthy balance between the two, but when you start losing these games, oftentimes it comes down to, okay, they may know what we're doing. Okay, now what? What extra effort is going to happen so that even though they know we're going to make the plays, we still make the plays despite that. And I don't know if all of that is coming together.
Dane, and I don't know if this is, if it seems hyperbolic, maybe it is. Do you think there's a little bit of trouble in paradise with who's in control of calling the game between Andy and Patrick?
It's hard to say. I mean, honestly, it's hard to say. I think there's always been examples of, okay, was that a little bit too cute? Did we try a little bit? Mm-hmm. Like, we can go back to that AFC Championship when we lost against the Bengals. We can go back to games, and specifically you look back, okay, inside the 5-yard line. Okay, how come we're not running the ball? Or, I just don't know. I think here's the one thing I do think. When everything's going well, we don't criticize. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were just thankful because we kept winning, and this team must be made of magic. They must be in line to make history. And maybe we overlook some of the things that are more glaring right now, and because we're losing games, we can see it. We got more clear vision in regards to what's happening on the field. I thought it was interesting, Chris Jones's post-game comments.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say disturbing, but just interesting, because I feel like that's indicative of some failures that are going on. And what I mean by that is when you start talking about the other team knowing what we're doing, okay. Like, I feel like there's probably hundreds of examples of the other team knowing what we're doing, and yet we were successful. I think every time, Chris Jones is one of the more versatile athletes at the defensive line position that we've seen in the game. You see him line up at the defensive tackle position, and then there are times where he rotates outside to the defensive end position. When he rotates to the defensive end position, don't you think that the other team knows that he's going to rush? Like, they know that,
mm-hmm.
and yet there's been times when he's been successful. There's been times where he's closed down games because he's was able to execute and he gave 110% effort. So, that's when you start to hear some of that stuff from the players and leaders, that starts to kind of puzzle me, because I think at that level, offenses know what defenses are doing. Defenses know what offenses are doing probably 75% of the time or more. And yet, you got to go out there and execute. And even though they may have you stopped initially, that's where the effort, the extra effort comes through. And It doesn't seem like that's working for us.
So on the effort thing, I want to bring up something that I found from Steve Tasker the other day on the Four Falls of Buffalo. And he's talking about halftime of the fourth straight Super Bowl that they're in. And I want to get your perspective on this audio and see how it correlates to what you just talked about.
At halftime of that game, it really felt like there was nothing left in the tank after all those games, 100 games. We were games where we were playing 5 preseason games, 16 regular season games, 3 playoff games in the Super Bowl. I mean, we're playing 20, 25 games a year. We just could not keep the intensity up for one more half.
It's kind of like you're, by this point, waiting for something bad to happen, and then if it does happen, it's almost as if you've predicted it.
Danan, what do you think about that in relation to the Chiefs?
You know what? That is great perspective. I can see how that works. When you play the most football of any team in the NFL, you have to wonder, okay, well, is there some attrition that happens? What is the dynamic that goes into maybe not being fatigued, but figured out maybe, or lack of extra gas in the tank that got you to that point? Mm-hmm. I think there's some credence to that. But having said that, I will say that the opposite can be true as well. Like, the opposite can be true in regards to, say, this team. We get to the point every year where we get close games and we wind up winning more times than not. I just gave you the stats from 2018. More times than not, we win close games. I feel like there's times on the sideline, and I remember this as a player, playing with Joe Montana, having 13-3 seasons, winning the AFC West and number one seeds in the playoffs, where we would get into tight games and you'd sit there and be like, yeah, we'll figure it out. Like, and then you look up at the scoreboard and you're like, oh man, we didn't figure it out. And then the next game comes, and because you're so used to figuring it out, to the tune of 12 wins last year, like just taking this team and supplanting them with last year's record and last year's success. Like, you're on the sideline, and as the game is going back and forth, and you're up by 3, the other team's up by 4, you're back up by 3, the game is tied. You're conditioned in your mind because of recent success that, oh, we'll figure out a way to get out of this. We always do. And then you lose the first game. You lose the second game. You have your third loss, fourth loss, and now fifth loss. And you're looking around like, what in the world is going on? Now, it could be what Tasker was talking about, or it could be that guys aren't in the same zone in regards to those close games and what's necessary when the rubber hits the road, when it's under 2 minutes, what is absolutely necessary from me, not from our defense, from me. What's absolutely necessary from me, not the whole offense, not the play calling, but from me individually, so that we can get over the hump, get this necessary first down, secure this win, sustain this long drive, and steal a victory right out of the hands of defeat.
Danan, the road of the play. I totally agree with you, man, because I'll get back to some of the questions why I asked you, but the road to the playoffs, 5-5, ninth seed. You got teams that you play that you can jump, like Houston, obviously, the Chargers as well. Mm-hmm. What say you, and do you believe that this team is still a playoff team?
I do believe this team is a playoff team. I think that if you are 500 at 5-5 and you've lost all 5 games by 1 score, that tells you that you are right on the cusp of something special. And that, to me, is the definition of being a playoff team, a playoff caliber team. Having said that, like, now we're like, even during the pregame show, Josh Klingler and I, we even talked about it before the Broncos game. Like, this is the first year where how we are like intently looking at the scoreboard, like playing that afternoon game and how intently we're watching the 12 noon games and then hustling off the plane to see who won the night games. And like, this is a whole unique circumstance. This is uncharted territory for us as Chiefs fans for recent years. Now, having said that, I think from a numbers game, you have to feel like you have to go 6-1, at worst 5-2 the rest of the way. You also have to start to cheer for every number one team in their divisions in the AFC, except when we play them.
Right.
And if we win, if we go 6-1, we almost, and I hate to say this because I have obnoxious, very, very obnoxious Dallas Cowboys fans in my family. We actually, if we're 6-1, the game we have to lose is the Cowboys. Right? Mm-hmm. Because you have to win every, that's the only NFC game we have left.
Right.
We have to win, as you mentioned, the Texans, the Colts. We have to beat the Broncos and the Chargers, obviously, and win in the AFC. So 6-1, 5-2 at worst. And then you have to hope that the Patriots pretty much went out. Maybe the maybe Buffalo. You can make an argument since they got the tiebreaker. You don't want to be in a situation where they're second in the AFC East. So maybe they supplant the Patriots because you don't play the Patriots this year. And then outside of this week, you want the Colts to win out. And then you know you just run the table and control what you can control in these final stretch of seven games. But it's such a unique thing. I had to like check, then overcheck, then recheck again. Like, am I looking at this correctly? Because this is something that other teams have had to do every year when we're sitting atop. And now we're in that same boat.
You know, Dan, and there's so much to talk about. And Dusty brought it up earlier about the, you know, the running of the football and maybe some kind of, you know, strain on paradise right now here in Camelot that we have going on. And Andy Reid said yesterday, you know, we call the RPOs and a lot of times the R's turn into P's. And then he said at the end, he goes, maybe we just need to call some more hard runs. And I look at that as like, you know, as the leader of the organization, it's great to give everybody the opportunity and give Patrick the freedom out there. But sometimes as the leader of the organization, you have to say, okay, we've allowed you guys to do this now. I'm going to take the play calling back and call those hard runs and not give Patrick the option. Because if you give Patrick the option, of course he's going to throw the football. That's all he wants to do.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, when you have the option and you're a quarterback and you're the best in the game and you've had the success that you've had as Patrick Mahomes, you believe that the ball is better served to be in your hands.
Right.
Like, I think that's human nature. That's nothing to criticize him about. You just believe it. But at the same time, there could be some benefits for it not being in your hands, especially at times. Like, I think back to the fourth quarter and we're tied, or actually we were up, and an opportunity to suck up the clock, even if you don't move into a position to score points and secure the game, take as much time off the clock and move the ball down the field. Now, that can still be in the passing game. It doesn't have to be the run game, but then it has to be calculated as to what type of passes that you throw. What outlet or what receiver are you looking at? Are you looking at the receivers outside the numbers that's going to be a potential deflection or incomplete pass that stops the clock? Or do you look for the safety valve in the middle of the field where the running back or the tight ends or receivers can stay inbounds and the clock continues to run? Those are the things that I think, like, we can get caught up in actual runs, but there are pass plays that work like runs as well that we've seen this offense produce in the past. So I do agree that we need to run the ball more. I think we need to be calculated in when we run. And sometimes, just like the get back guy, you guys know who the get back guy is?
Yeah, yeah.
The get-back guy is the guy on the sideline that keeps all the players and the coaches. He didn't do a good job with Sean Payton.
Not with Denver,
week, obviously.
No. Yeah, he should be fired.
Yeah. They must not have one of those guys. But there's a get-back guy on the sideline that keeps everybody behind the white stripe so you don't have a situation like the Broncos had where the official runs in to a coach or a player and you get a flag. Maybe there's a guy like that that says, hey, coach, like this next series, we're going to start with two consecutive runs, and he's going to be in the ear of the coach or in the ear of Patrick saying, we're going to run the ball on this down and this down. No questions asked. We're going to run the ball. I don't care if
I'm
we get
available.
A negative play. I don't care whatever that is. And maybe it comes down to that where there's that, you know, like the great Gazoo from the Flintstones back in the day. There's that guy, there's that conscience on the shoulder or in the ear of the coaches saying, this is a run play. Choose which one you want.
Mm-hmm.
I like the formation with Patrick under center and Kareem Hunt 6-7 yards deep in that I formation, and he's running downhill and gets to plant his foot and cut back against the grain or go in into the first gap, into the first hole that he sees. That has been the most successful run formation that we've had. I'd like to see that more, and I think they just need to force feed it.
Yes, exactly. That's where I am, because until you show teams that you're going to run, I don't care what your RPO is. Nobody respects that. You've got to show them that you're going to run.
And that's exactly what the takeaway from this last game was, and I think there was some whispers about this team. They say, well, even if they're successful running the ball, they're not going to stick with it. Like that seemed to kind of be the scouting report that you heard from the Denver Broncos, and that's probably going to permeate around the NFL, specifically in these last seven teams that we play. Even if they run the ball well, they won't stick with it. So then defenses, they'll give up the 5 yards, the 7 yard clip, and you move in the chains because they know chances are a high chance that you're going to throw the ball the next down. So they're just going to leave the same type of personnel, stay with the same game plan, the blitz plan, the packages that are designed to conquer our passing game. And we've got to be more diligent and more forceful with the run game.
Danan, real quick, last one for you. How do you feel about the game on Sunday?
Must win at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium against an AFC foe. Obviously, personally, I've had some bad experience with the Indianapolis Colts. We've had some bad experiences with the Colts. Backs are literally against the wall. The wall. Mitch Holtis talked about it going into this past game that it wasn't necessarily must win against the Broncos. Well, now it is.
All right. Danan, we appreciate
barbecue
the time.
Barbecue and mildew.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, buddy. I appreciate the time, brother. We appreciate you every week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
Thanks, bud. Hey, have a good Thanksgiving. One plate, because we're off next week.
Yeah, one plate. It's always one plate. I'm a one-hit wonder, guys.
Yes, sir. That's Danan Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of Blue, and also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're familiar with the one plate, Danan Hughes?
Okay.
Yes. You were here last year.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure. You'll see it every year on Twitter.
You can't check it out on Twitter, though, because it's down. Parts of the internet are now officially down. There's something called, what was that, Cloudflare or something that popped up?
Woo!
Oh, it's that classic Cloudflare, yeah.
Yeah, according to the interwebs, that isn't down.
To be the net, you got to beat the net.
Yeah. Part of the web appears to have stopped working amid a technical problem at Cloudflare.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Visitors to websites such as X and film reviewing site Letterboxd saw an orange message that indicated Cloudflare problems, mean the page could not show. So
it's not cloudy anymore outside.
I know. They're blaming the clouds. The sun is out. Let's go, Twitter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.